Good morning, everyone. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, joined by my fellow Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and neutral decision maker, Judge Timothy Dawson. It is March 18th, 2024 at 11 o'clock. And I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
Mr. Dawson?
None for me.
Okay. So our last meeting in this case was on February 7th. And so while we're together, I move the commission approve the February 7, 2024 special commission meeting minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just point out, since the public is here, those will be online, and so they're available.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and then so we had the oral arguments regarding ordinances and reached a decision, and following which Burley County did a petition for reconsideration. And so regarding that petition for reconsideration, I move the commission adopt the order on petition for reconsideration in SCS Carbon Transport LLC, Midwest Carbon Express CO2 Pipeline Project, citing application case number PU-22-391.
Second.
So in Burley County's petition for reconsideration, they argue that the commission must consider a consolidated application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and an application for a permit for construction separately. The petition for reconsideration further states that a certificate of corridor compatibility must be issued before a permit for construction may be issued. Burley County's arguments are substantially similar to arguments made during the commission's December 21st, 2023 hearing. Therefore, the entirety of Burley County's argument has already been considered. The landowner intervener arguments are similar. They also raise no new arguments that have not already been considered. So if approved, this order denies the request for oral argument and denies the petition for reconsideration.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
So then we get to the point of what happens next. And I think last time when we met, I said that close to 2,000 pages of information had been filed since the December oral arguments. Here's what some of it looks like, just a book of maps. Here's more of it, and that's not all of it. But I'm sure staff and my fellow commissioners have been doing a lot of reading and a lot of studying. So just in a little bit of review of where we're at, last September, this commission granted SCS's petition for reconsideration. That's an option that's available in the law. In October, the agency requested information detailing how SCS would address the siting criteria for their proposed reroutes. So we've received all the supplemental filings, or not all necessarily, I suppose there could be more things coming. We've reviewed the supplemental filings that we have and the responses to those filings. And I think it's appropriate now to conduct additional hearings to address the outstanding issues and the voluminous filings. So due to the substantial and material revisions in Burley County, and I'm just going to throw out my suggestions, but that's really what we're here to talk about. I want to hear from you guys. So due to how substantial the revisions are in Burley County, I think it would be appropriate to start with a comprehensive technical hearing right here in Burley County. And that hearing would include the issues related to the Burley County route and also address the other deficiencies specified in the commission order denying the certificate and route permit throughout the state. So I'm imagining that would probably be a multi-day event. I also think it would be appropriate, though, to hold additional limited hearings to address the adverse impacts from the proposed reroutes in the remainder of the project. Those would provide a convenient opportunity for newly impacted members of the public to highlight issues for PSC consideration. During those limited hearings, I think we should address probably only the impacts of the reroutes in those geographic areas. So I'm thinking we'd need at least one in the east, probably Gwinner and or Wahpeton, and one farther west. I'm thinking probably Linton, because the reroute through Emmons County is also fairly extensive. And on these things, I mean, I don't have specific dates or locations. I just throw these out as some options. Our executive director can review for appropriate locations and venues, but there's a starting point for discussion. I'm curious how you guys are imagining moving forward, if that seems like a appropriate approach, or if you had something completely different in mind.
Thank you, Chairman Crispin. On reviewing it, I don't have, I think you and I agree on many of the points. I think what's important to look at when you talked about the adverse impacts in there, when you look at Gwinner, Wahpeton, Emmons, I think a lot of that too has to take into consideration the landowners, the amount of reroutes that have been identified to go out into those counties to hear from those landowners that now have been impacted. I know on the March 4th letter we received from Summit, they talked about, which was very nice to receive, with the reroutes, those that are no longer impacted, but now we have those that are impacted. So I want to make sure that we are into those counties where landowners are impacted to hear from them.
Chairman Crispin, I agree that the major reason that we have these meetings is to address these major reroutes in the counties that are out there. It seems like a good start, those three meetings. It's not that we can't add them. If the circumstances were to arise in which we had great public participation, we could always add a meeting or we could add a day. But right now, my feel is that that's appropriate. It's hard to predict the future.
Commissioner Hagenhofer, do you think one on the east, you know, I kind of divide these because just for people, and we might have some people here who are only concerned about a specific mile or something where it's on their property. This kind of starts in Minnesota and also at Castleton. Those two hook together and end up exiting down into South Dakota and then later reemerging back into North Dakota. And so that's sort of just, in my mind, a dividing line, that eastern part. And so the division, when I say that, is where it has exited into South Dakota for a ways. Do you think at least initially one would be appropriate for the eastern half?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Do either of you have, I thought that our facilities and stuff were fine in Gwinner and in Wahpeton. Did either of you have a strong preference one way or the other, or just use some flexibility to help getting dates with what's available, or I'm curious if you have strong feelings.
Victor, I'm going to look to you. You did some quite a bit of analysis on that, and we looked at six areas. Five areas. So looking at the Gwinner Wahpeton, the biggest impact there with landowners. Do you have that off the top of your head?
So the reroutes in those counties weren't as extensive as they were kind of, as Randy was alluding to, sort of on the western side, right, or however you want to refer to it. I certainly don't have a strong suggestion of one of those two over the other. You know, to say that one is less impactful than the other, I don't think that you could delineate that. You know, certainly to individual landowners, you know, a reroute of a quarter mile might be a large deal to them. So I don't see a particular reason to make us go to either Wahpeton or...
Can you speak into your mic, please?
Yes. So there's no overwhelming need, in my opinion, to go to one of those specifically, but I think one of those two locations would be appropriate. So if the commission doesn't have a major preference and just wants to give us some flexibility in what availability is of rooms and things like that, we can just look to shoot for one of those two, with again the idea that Tim had mentioned, that if we find that's insufficient, we could always add the other one in later on.
Well, I'm just going to say, we as staff and the companies, we get paid. These landowners are taking another day off, so I want to look at some convenience too, centrally located and convenient for them, because they spend a lot of time sitting in the seats. So let's try and work on flexibility for everyone.
Certainly.
Thank you.
And then are you two fine with Linton? The reroutes, I mean, it wasn't necessarily, it didn't move it as far as in Burley County, but they were more extensive in Emmons County than I think probably any of the other counties other than Burley. So were you satisfied like with that facility, and does that seem like a good place for one of the hearings?
Yes, I would agree with both Emmons and Burley County. And I think Burley, we might have multiple days.
Yeah. And in Burley, we have multiple venue options too. You know, depending, I think it's going to be harder to schedule dates than venues in Burley County, or in some of the other towns where, I mean, many towns just don't have a facility that will work for this. So, okay. Then, I do want to emphasize, though, and so you guys can correct me if you're viewing this differently, so that the interveners and SCS are both on the same track as us. The main hearing will start out in Burley County, and the other locations will really be to hear specifically from people residing in those areas. Although I do think it would be nice if SCS had someone at those areas to, you know, answer questions or give a real short rundown of the changes in those areas. But, and I'll just pick on the laborers, for example, as one of the interveners. If you intend to bring a witness or something like that, well, not something like that. I don't know where that comes from. If you're intending to bring witnesses for your case, have them ready when we have the Burley County one. That is going to be the main hearing, and be prepared to cross-examine the company witnesses, because that's where they will be at. Those other ones are for people living out in the more distant locations from Burley County. So then I think, unless... before we get into this timing, did either of you have anything else that you'd like to add or anything?
No.
So then, with multiple people with hectic schedules, what's always one of the hardest things at the Public Service Commission is scheduling of timing. That multi-day hearing is going to be challenging. Victor had some access to our calendars, and I trying to find some dates that were, we had multiple days in a row where there were no other hearings or commitments or anything. We didn't see a lot of options. And of course, nothing can happen for a few weeks because it takes time to do to get the public notices out and then for them to be published the right number of days in advance of the hearing. So almost nothing happens for at least a month. But we did notice that that week of April 22nd to 26th, I know I have something on my schedule, but what's on my schedule is movable if necessary. And I didn't see very many options for a multi-day hearing that fits in people's schedules. So I'm wondering about that week as a starting point.
I can make that week work. Any dates in it?
Would the 22nd through the 26th work for you?
Commissioner, I just received these dates this morning, like 5 minutes before I came down here, so. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Then I was hoping to find something like in the couple weeks time frame. And I'm willing, if you guys have some ideas, to take offers on this, but really the next ones that we found that that they weren't available of anything that looked real clearly taken on your calendars is May 20th, 22nd, or 24th. That's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the same week. There seemed to be some availability for one of those days for one of the outside hearings.
Looking at my calendar, May 24th. Works? Yep.
Better than the 20th or 22nd?
Yep.
Would that work for
you? That works for me.
And then a couple other days I saw, and again, open to other recommendations, but and these are two Tuesdays to kind of pick from for like a third hearing, but May 28th or June 4th.
Both days work for me.
You're talking May again?
May 28th or June 4th.
The 24th works for me.
Yeah, for one hearing.
Yeah. The other dates do not work.
The 28th or the 4th?
Prefer not.
Okay. I didn't go out any further, so I don't have any other recommendations. Do you?
Well, we Victory sent us the email in June for dates.
I don't recall which ones were on there off the top of my head. I'm just kind of looking at my chart here. So we had May 28th, June 4th. I don't know if June 6th is a possibility. I know there was at least someone with partial.
The dates I received were June 4th, 20th, 24th, and 27th in Victor's email.
Yep. Those I showed a couple of parties that at least had partial commitments those days. I wasn't sure what they were, so.
Would you say those again?
The 20th of June and then the 27th of June.
I can make them work. I was sure hoping to get this done earlier, but I know scheduling is a battle always.
I am available.
What dates are you now saying, Randy? I had four on here. So you narrowed it down to what two?
So we were just talking about the 20th and 27th of June.
Either one works for me.
But you said the 4th does not.
June 4th?
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Oh, look. Did you have a?
No.
I thought there was a problem on the 4th. I'd much prefer to move more quickly. If the 4th is available, let's go with that one.
Commissioner, if it matters, I will probably not be available most of that week.
I'm thinking that's fine, Steve. I mean, we were for the remote ones.
I'd like to have you here, but our first priority is to be thorough. I also like to not be the EPA or something that draws things out unnecessarily long. If we were talking about a few days and had an option for the following week, I would definitely lean toward wanting you there. But if the next options are
quite a ways out,
2 or 3 weeks out, I think we should probably take it if it matches everyone else's schedule.
I'm going to have a memorial service on the 5th.
We'll all have to
be done on the 4th.
We'll all have to work a little harder to make it work without you. So again, so let's aim for the 4th. Now, I want to emphasize for people here, while we do not conduct business such as the, even approving the minutes in a non-public setting, we can do scheduling, work with staff and just do that. And so if it turns out that we don't have a venue available on some of these dates or something, this may change. This is kind of tentative, and it does take significant arrangements. Like I said, even just noticing these meetings is ultimately difficult. And we try and be efficient with the money. And so it would be nice to get these all out on one notice, I think. And so we have to do that fairly quickly in order to get a notice out in time for that week of April 22nd. And so Steve and the staff are going to have some work to do now, trying to line up venues and see what's available, especially in Linton and a town like Gwinner. I don't know, Wahpeton, I mean, there might be more than the one available, but I mean, a lot of towns just do not have even a facility that will work for this. And if they do have one, it's just the one. And if somebody else has it, then we're out. So just keep in mind, this could change without a public meeting. But this gives you some idea of where we're at with it. Is there anything else that we should discuss while we're together, especially things outside of scheduling that we can't discuss non-publicly?
Nothing.
Anything else that I'm forgetting?
I think you covered it. So to be clear, once we kind of nail down all of the pertinent details for these hearings, Steve will issue a notice of hearing that will be ultimately published for the Bismarck hearing, and then the other two hearings. We'll try to get them on one notice if we can, but with starting April 22nd, we'll want to get that in the newspapers as quickly as we can. So we may end up running that one by itself. Just kind of depends on if we get the others thrown together quickly enough. But
okay.
I have a question. Looking at the couple day event in Bismarck, will we be working on some type of an agenda as far as who we're calling or who's being called, and like a schedule as far as a timeline on a tentative agenda for the days, so people are aware of that? And
Commissioner, prior to the hearing, a pre-hearing conference will be held with the attorneys and the ALJ. I don't think there'll be a specific point-by-point agenda, but there will be an idea as to how many witnesses are going to be called, estimated times, just ensuring that we can accomplish what needs to be accomplished in the time that we have.
I'm not going to hold you to a time, but
overview. You can hold me to the time, but holding the parties to the time is really the issue.
Well, an overview is sufficient for me.
And I mean, I expect this is going to be pretty significant because we want all the interveners to bring their witnesses. Yep. To that one. So I know I'm just not scheduling anything for myself that week. I'm holding that whole week now, but I sure hope it doesn't need to be that long, but we'll move forward and do our work as the law assigns us.
One quick thing scratches my mind. Do you all have a preference of start time for that? We generally, for a multi-day hearing, we would likely notice it to start on a particular day. We wouldn't necessarily notice when it would end because it ends when it ends. But is there a particular time in the morning, since we likely wouldn't be on site of the Capitol? We know that much as we've tried to review dates and things as much as we could. I know the room we've used in the past is not available for that week. So it's likely going to be at another location in Burley County. So would you?
What time did we start last time? 9? 8? 9?
8:39 is pretty common for these. I just wanted to see if there's any particular thoughts for that start time. We can certainly do 9 to give a little bit more time for organizing ourselves that first day. And then I think what we can likely do is at the conclusion of one day, we could set what time we're starting the following day. We wouldn't necessarily have to begin that time each day. We'll clarify that.
That would
be
my assumption.
When we were at the Heritage Center, March 14th, 2023, we started at 8:30.
I'm fine with starting early, but I mean, I think that, you know, it's not about our convenience so much as when the facility can be open, when the sound people can have things set up, because when we are not in this capital, we have to hire outside sound people to do that. And so I think a lot of it is going to depend on what facility we can find.
Certainly.
Obviously the flexibility, 8:39.
Okay.
Around there. Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure there's no particular thoughts in mind. So appreciate that.
Anything else? With that, we are adjourned.